麦昆的知音服务员叶聆听，今天各位尊敬的 Vaishnava 傅先生，今天是八月十，14号，我们荣幸的邀请到了 Kai Chandraswamy， 我们讲解今天的早课《薄伽梵歌》原意，敬请聆听 ，Hare Krishna。We can begin.
Okay. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihara. Gopi Jana Balava Kiribharadha.Gopi Jana Bala Kiribharada Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Randana Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Randana Nati Ravana Chha Namunati Ravana Chha Radha Madhava Kunjavihara Gopi Jana Balava Kiribharada Gopi Jana Balava Kiribharada Gopi Jana Balava Kiribharada Yashoda Nandana Rajajana Randana Namati Ravana Chha Namati Ravana Chha Jaya Radha Madhava KunjaviOm Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Anagena, Timirandasya, Genanjana. Chakshura Militanyena Tasma, Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manovistam, Stapitam Yena Bhutale, Swayam Rupa Kadamayam, Dadati Swaha.Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Desa Okay, this is Bhagavad Gita. Mm. 11:54, so coming to the end of the chapter, and it's very important chapters.
今天我们讲《薄伽梵歌》第十一章诗节五十四，第五十四诗节是在本章的末尾，而本章是非常重要的一个章节。
So, Bhakya Chonanyaya Sakya Ahamevam Vidojita Juna Gyatum Jastum Chitatvena Praveshtam Cha Parantapa Bhakya Chonanyaya Sakya.Aham evam vido jana. Gyatum drashtum chitatvena. Praveshtum cha parantapa. Bhakya tvanan yaya shakya. Aham evam vido jana. Gyatum drashtum chitatvena. Praveshtum cha parantapa. Anyone else?
Bhakya tvanan yaya.Nanyaya Shakya Aham Eva Vidu Juna Vyatum Drashtum Chatat Vena Pravishtum Cha Prarang Tapa.
Okay, the word for word. Bhakya, my devotional service.
通过奉献服务。
Two, but
只有
Ananyaya, without being mixed with fruitive activities or speculative knowledge.
没有混杂果报活动或推销知识
Shakya.Possible.
可能 Shakya 可能我
Evam Vida like this
像这样
Arjuna, oh Arjuna.
Arjuna.
Gyatum, to know.
认识
Drashtum, to see.
看到
Arancha, no, Praveshtum, no, wait a minute, Cha, and.
和
Tatvena
Tatvena
Tatvena In fact
真实的
Praveshtum To enter into
进入
Cha, also,
还有
Parantapa, Almighty Armed One,
臂力强大的人啊。
My dear Arjuna,Only by undivided devotional service can I be understood as I am, standing before you, and can thus be seen directly. Only in this way can you enter into the mysteries of my understanding.
译文，我亲爱的阿尔朱娜， 只有通过专一的奉爱服务，才能按我的真实面貌了解我。我就站在你面前，如此你便能直接看到我。只有这样，你才能进入领悟我的奥秘之中。
And okay, her part. Krishna can be understood only by the process of undivided devotional service. He explicitly explains this in the verse so that unauthorized commentators who try to understand Bhagavad Gita by the speculative process will know that they are simply wasting their time. No one can understand Krishna or how he came in from parents in a four-handed form and at once change himself into a two-handed form. These things are very difficult to understand by study of the Vedas or by philosophical speculation. Therefore, it is clearly stated here that no one can see him or enter into understanding of these matters. Those who, however, are very experienced students of Vedic literature can learn about him from the Vedic literature in so many ways. There are so many rules and regulations, and if one at all wants to understand Krishna, he must follow the regulative principles described in the Vedic literature.
要旨，只有通过专一的奉爱服务之徒才能理解 Krishna。Krishna 在这个世界当中做了清晰明了的解释，这样那些试图以思辨途径去理解薄伽梵歌的未经授权的诠释者们就可以知道，他们所做的只是浪费时间，谁也无法明白 Krishna 以及他怎样以四臂形体从父母而来而又立即变成两臂形体的。这些事情靠研究韦达经或哲学性玄思是很难明白的，所以这里明确的断言，谁也不能看见他，也不能进入对这些事情的领悟之中。然而，那些非常有经验的韦达典籍的学生，能从很多方面通过韦达典籍去了解他，有很多这方面的规范。如果谁真正想理解 Krishna，那就必须遵循权威典籍上记载的规范原则。And finish.
Okay. For example, to undergo serious penances, one may observe fasting on Janmashtami, the day on which Krishna appeared.In the 2 days of Ekadasi, the 11th day after the new moon and the 11th day after the full moon. As far as charity is concerned, it is plain that charity should be given to the devotees of Krishna who are engaged in his devotional service to spread the Krishna philosophy or Krishna consciousness throughout the world. Krishna consciousness is a benediction to humanity. Lord Chaitanya was appreciated by Rupa Goswami as the most munificent man.Of charity, because love for Krishna, which was very difficult to achieve, was distributed freely by him. So if one gives some amount of his money to persons involved in distributing Krishna consciousness, that charity given to spread Krishna consciousness is the greatest charity in the world.
例如，要履行严格的苦修，人们可以在 Krishna 的显现日Janmashtami 以及两个 Ekadasi 新月后的第十一天和满月后的第十一天断食。至于布施，显而易见应该对 Krishna 的奉献者予以布施，他们投入对主的奉爱服务之中，在全世界广为传播 Krishna 之觉，即 Krishna 哲学，即 Krishna 之觉。 Krishna 之觉是人类的福祉。主 Chaitanya 深受 Rupa Goswami 称道，颂扬他是最为慷慨的布施者，因为他广传 Krishna 的爱，而这种爱是很难获得的。所以如果有人对从事 Krishna 之觉的传播者捐上一些钱，那么这份为传播 Krishna 之觉而捐的布施实为世上最伟大的布施。 at finish.
Om Gana Timirandasya Inanjana Shalakaya Chaksuru Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayarupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yukta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajjatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shishi Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutala Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namaste Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Paschacha Desa Shri Krishna Chaitanya Namo Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya. Oh, we didn't quite finish, huh? If one worships in the prescribed temple, in the temples of India, there's some statue, usually Vishnu or Krishna. There's a chance to progress by offering worship and respect to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. For the beginners in devotional service to the Lord, temple worship is essential, and this is confirmed in the Vedic literature. Svetas Vatara Upanishad. Yasya Deve Parabhakti, Yata Deve Tata Guru, Tasya Ite Katita Yarta, Prakashante Mahatmana. One who has unflinching devotion for the Supreme Lord and is directed by the spiritual master, in whom he has similar unflinching faith, can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead by revelation. One cannot understand Krishna by mental speculation. For one who does not take personal training under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, it is impossible to even begin to understand Krishna. The word two is specifically mentioned here to indicate that no other process can be used, can be recommended, or can be successful in understanding Krishna.
如果人们依从规律在神庙里崇拜，印度的神庙里常有神像，一般不是威士努就是Krishna。通过敬拜至尊人格神手，人们就得到进步的机会。对刚开始为主做奉爱服务的人来说，庙宇崇拜至为重要。北达典籍 Shrita Shvatara Upanishad 中有证实，一个坚定的为至尊主做奉献。 接受灵性导师的指导，而且对灵性导师同样坚信的人，能通过启示看到至尊人格神手。人们无法靠心智臆测来理解 Krishna， 而对于一个没得到真正的灵性导师亲自训练的人，则无法理解 Krishna。这里特别用了"只有"一词，表明在理解 Krishna 方面没有其他的途径可选。 可以推荐或可以获得成功的。Finish.
Okay. Shri Krishna, Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dinabandhu Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopi Kakanta Radha Kanta, Namostute, Tapta Kanchana Gaurange, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami. Okay, here we have a very extensive purport. So, the next verse, which is the last verse, is said to be the essence of the Bhagavad Gita. This is in the same line, summarizing up all this, you know, because Arjuna saw the universal form and he was all in reverence. Now we get down to the real essence of the Bhagavad Gita.
下一个世界是本章的最后一个世界，跟这个54世界是同样的含义，而在这个世界当中，Arjuna就结束了他对 Krishna 的敬畏之情。
So, Prabhupada explained that the Bhagavad Gita is basically three sections.
然后就是第55世节是整个博迦梵歌的核心，帕帕解释说，博迦梵歌可以分为三部分。
18 chapters, and then it's divided into three groups.
18个世节可以分成三组。
So the first three chapters stress, the first six chapters they stress on karma.
头六章强调 karma, 果报。
Of course, bhakti is always there, but stresses on karma.
当然了, 在这个 karma 当中也有 bhakti 的成分。
And then the last verse of the sixth chapter, you know, Krishna says, but of all the yogis, the best one's always thinking of me. Devotion.
但是在第六章的最后一个诗节，主 Krishna 说到，在所有瑜伽师当中，谁对我做奉献服务，我就是对我最亲切的。Then,
from chapter 7, Krishna starts to talk about himself and use the word me in a humble.
用Krishna
uses his, refers to himself and says, give it to me. I am the source. I, me, me, me. In the beginning, he talks about the supreme and the highest abode. He doesn't, he's not using the word aham and myself, so many, myself. But in these six chapters, constantly using it.
在中间的六章当中呢，主 Krishna 就开始使用了阿哈姆我，他在这个头六章当中，他并没有提到我，他只是提到的是至高无上的目标，而在中间的六章，从第七章开始，他就反复的提到了阿哈姆我自己。
7 through 12, bhakti is very much stressed. That 12 is called bhakti yoga.
在第七到第十二章当中，就是非常强调了bhakti。第十二章就是第bhakti的这一章节，奉爱的章节。So
in this verse, it is very strong. Only by undivided devotional service can I be understood.
就师节十一章当中的54师节是一个非常强烈的师节。主 Krishna 说到，只有通过专一的奉爱服务，才能按我的真实面貌了解我。And
we find that similar statements in Bhagavatam a lot. Devotional service must be uninterrupted and unmotivated. Fixed, one-pointed attention.
在国家瓦盘当中，没可以找到相同的师节，只有透过毫不间断的，没有其他动机的服务，才能 而且是专心一致的一心一意的奉献服务，才能了解至尊主 Krishna。
Then he says, as I am, I'm standing here in front of you. So this is what the Supreme, this is what the Bhagavad Gita says over and over again. Krishna, this two-armed form of Krishna, person.
接下来又说了 Evangelito 只像这样原原本本的Krishna 他是至尊无上的，而且《博伽梵歌》里提到了，就是 Krishna 的两臂的人形是他至高无上的形体。
And then you can enter into the mysteries of my understandingKrishna is not easy and not, you know, he's Krishna, he's unlimited, so it's mysterious.
接下来又说，只有这样你才能进入领悟我的奥秘之中。Krishna, 他是无穷无尽的，要领悟 Krishna, 他是很玄秘的，玄奥深奥的。
Two times in Bhagavad Gita he says,Look at my mystic opulence.
博伽梵歌两次提到了主 Krishna 说，看看我玄秘的富裕吧。
And that's what he told Arjuna in the beginning of chapter 11 also. He wanted to see the universal form. He said, now you can see my mystic opulence. That he can show this universal form. That's one opulence. But that thisThe most bewildering opulence is that this ordinary, looks like an ordinary man, maybe more beautiful, people think like that, more powerful, but is actually creating and maintaining and destroying unlimited material and spiritual manifestation.
那 Krishna 的他的宇宙形体也是他的玄秘富裕的展示。Krishna 的这个人形 ,Krishna 的最奇妙的之处就在于他展示好像是普通人一样，只是比普通人更美丽更有力量，但是 Krishna 却是为创造维系和毁灭整个宇宙展示的原初的人，他是无穷无尽的。物质与灵性展示的根源。
So we recently was Krishna Janmashtami, Krishna's appearance day.
那前天我们刚庆祝了 Janmashtami, Krishna 的生日显现日。
So Prabhupada mentions here that, It's not ordinary that Krishna appeared to take, and he didn't take birth like an ordinary person with all the troubles, but he was Vishnu. He had four arms, he had all the dress, armor, weapons, and jewelry, and long, beautiful hair, everything, crowns. That's pretty mysterious.Right.
Yes. 所以 Krishna 呢，他并不会像普通人那样出生。普通人的出生是要经历很多麻烦的，但是 Krishna 不是这样子的。他是 Vishnu， 他显现的时候是显现为 Vishnu 的形象。四臂，浑身上他穿着衣服，戴着盔甲，他头戴着皇冠，佩戴着珠宝。还有长长的头发，这一切都是至为玄秘的。
And then he became ordinary, no, he became a baby, looked like an ordinary baby.
接着呢，他就把自己变成了一个婴儿的形象，看上去像普通的婴儿。
To accept these things, one has to have some devotion and mercy of Krishna. materialistic people, envious people, they just think these are amazing stories, but they don't believe it. Devotees believe it.
要想接受接纳这一切呢，需要奉爱和主的仁慈。物质主义者、心怀嫉妒的人是不会相信这些的，他们觉得这只是不可思议的故事而已，而奉献者却会坚信。
But we can learn about Krishna by taking shelter of Parampara, the spiritual master that can tell us how to act in such a way that we can actually come close to Krishna.
Krishna 是可以了解的，是透过 Parampara 使徒传系灵性导师，他们告诉我们该怎样行为举止好接近 Krishna。
So there's so many rules and regulations, but Vaishnavas have rules and regulations too, but slightly different.
有诸多的规范原则，Vaishnava 也有规范原则，但是有些许不同。
Like in Karmakanda, there's many rules, people behave, Brahmins, Kshatriyas, you know, this yagya, that yagya, so many detailed things, which are mainly meant to help avoid sinful activities. But the Vaishnava rules and regulations are all for the pleasure of Krishna.
In Karmakanda,业报支部当中有对于 Brahmana Kshatriya 有很多的细节，他们应该避免自由活动，但是对于 Vaishnava 他们的规范是取悦 Krishna。
And Rupa Goswami quoting the Padma Purana says that theSummary of all the rules and regulations is two rules and regulations.
Rupa Goswami 在 Padma Purana 莲花往事书中说到，所有这一切规范原则总结起来就是两条。
Always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna.
永远铭记 Krishna， 永远不忘 Krishna。
So one could go on, I guess, a long time discussing, you know, what's the difference of always remembering and not forgetting, but it gives us a stress, you know, both. You know, so how do we always remember Krishna is by being engaged in devotional service under the direction of the Guru.
对于永远记住 Krishna 永不忘记 Krishna 二者之间的区别，就是可以不断不断的能说很多，但是强调的一点就是该怎样记住，怎样能够记住 Krishna。 那永远记住 Krishna 怎么记住呢？是通过在公路的指导之下做服务。
So there's, you know, in Bhagavad GitaKrishna gives it, you know, Prabhupada said, you know, how to remember him.
在 Bhagavad Gita 当中，帕帕就说，就提到了该怎样记住 Krishna.
Rasoham apsukanteya, I'm the taste of the water.
我是水之甘味。
So every time we drink water, everybody drinks water a few times a day. If we think, oh, that's Krishna.
每个人每天都一天当中很多次都要饮水，当他饮水的时候就会想起，哦，这也是 Krishna.
Sometimes Prabhupada would say, I'm the taste of the liquid.
帕帕德也说到，Krishna 也是九之九的单位滋味。
And when he would go out in the morning, walk in Los Angeles, there are these men, they only live by drinking wine. They don't eat, they just drink wine.
汤帕德在洛杉矶的时候出去清晨散步，我会遇到一些酒鬼，这些酒鬼他们不吃饭，他们就靠喝酒活着。
So Prabhupada said, even them, if every time they drink the wine, they think this taste is Krishna, then they'll become self-realized.
帕帕德就跟他一起清晨散步的门徒就说道，倘若这些酒鬼们当他们饮酒的时候想到这个酒味也是 Krishna 的话，他们也能变得自我觉悟了。
He said it would take a long time. And he laughed. Because they're drinking wine, so, you know, but if they kept thinking of Krishna every time they drink wine,After a while, they'd forget to drink the wine.
当然了，如果像他们这样去做的话，要觉悟需要花很长的时间。但是如果他们每次喝酒的时候想到啊，这个酒味也是 Krishna 的话，他们逐渐就会淡忘了这个喝酒这回事了。
Krishna would somehow, you know, devotees would find them and take care of them or something, but.One way or another, you know, Krishna would help them.
奉献者在那儿的时候，他们就会找到这些酒鬼帮助他们。但是如果奉献者不在的话 ，Krishna 就会帮助他们。
Then he says, "I'm the light of the sun and the moon." So we all see the light of the sun and the moon every day. We should always think, "Oh, there's Krishna."
Krishna 又说，我是日月之光华，我们每天都能看到太阳光、月光。当我们想到日月的光芒的时候，我们就会想起，这也是 Krishna。
The Beatles or George Harrison made a famous song, Here Comes the Sun. And he told them that this is talking about how when Krishna came into his life, all of a sudden you get out of ignorance and darkness.Krishna is light, Maya is dark.
甲壳虫乐队的那个 George Harrison, 他就曾经写过一首歌，其中的一个歌词就是太阳来了。他这指的意思就是说 ,Krishna 进入了他的生活，他摆脱了愚昧的黑暗，摆脱了 Maya 的黑暗。
So, and then he said,Syllable Om in the Vedic literature is the so many things are listed there that we see regularly, and then it's all meant to help us remember Krishna the way the Bhagavad Gita gives all this. We read chapter 10, you know, amongst this and that, the greatest thing anywhere represents Krishna. And so devotees, they see Krishna everywhere.
Krishna 又说道，我是韦达文献当中的音节 Om， 有这么多规范呢，帮助我们能记住 Krishna。倘若我们阅读《摩迦梵歌》第十章，就 Krishna 就说到了，我是那些伟大的事物，这些伟大的事物当中哪些能代表 Krishna？ 所以奉献者们他们就会在生活当中时刻记起 Krishna。
Even sex life, which is according to regulated principles within marriage and for having children, then it's Krishna. Krishna made all these arrangements.
甚至包括性生活，如果是在婚姻之内，按照规范为了生孩子而从事的性生活。Krishna 说这也是他的安排。
So we'll go back to then Prabhupada says we can do severe penances by observing fasting on Ekadasi, on Janmashtami and Ekadasi, but devotees don't think that's very serious fasting.
再回到这个世界当中的要旨，圣帕巴说到，已有很严格的苦修，比如说在Krishna的显现日以及Janmashtami以及Ekadasi断食，但是奉献者并不认为这是苦行。But
for ordinary people, I think if don't eat all day, that sounds really difficult.
普通人就会想。 哦，一整天都不吃饭，这太难过了。Charity,
get there's so many different kinds of charity. Bhagavad Gita describes can be an indifferent mode of nature.
谈到布施，有各种各样的布施，我叫凡哥。
But the best charity, which is transcendental, is to give to people who are preaching Krishna consciousness.
然而，最好的布施，超然的布施，是布施 Krishna 知觉的传教者传播时。
And it's explained in Bhagavatam that if someone, we may be working, we may have many responsibilities, we can't really go out and preach very much. But if you give money from your work to someone who is preaching, you get the same benefit as the one who actually goes out and preaches.
佛家瓦坛就提到说，人们有自己的工作职业。 从而不能外出传教，然而这样的人们，他们把钱财用来拿出来给传教士的话，那么他们得到的好处是跟那些传教士他们从事传教工作是一样好的。You
get the same spiritual benefit. Rupa Goswami said, Lord Chaitanya is the most munificent man of charity. So when we, that's the devotees. They're the most munificent.
那么这些上班的人，他们得到了灵性好处是一样的。如果 Goswami 赞扬主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说他是最慷慨仁慈的化身。There's
so many charities, you know, but schools and hospitals and this and that. Feeding people, that's all pious. But if not the highest, devotees do all those things also. But they add Krishna, so then that becomes the most valuable charity.
有各种各样的布施，比如说捐钱建学校、捐钱建医院，或者给穷人提供食物，这些都是虔诚的活动，但却不是最高的活动。 奉献者们也从事这些活动，但是他们把 Krishna 加进了这些活动，所以而这些活动也变成了无价的活动。So
munificent is an interesting word, but it means very liberal in giving, you know, gifts, giving charity, helping people. That's devotees. Lord Chaitanya giving freely the Maha Mantra, the most valuable thing. To anyone and everyone, love of Krishna.
那么就是英文这个 munificent 翻译成中文就是慷慨大度的，是一个特别舍得施舍，舍得给予礼物布施的人。那奉献者，他们免费的给予人们Mahamantra， 免费的让人们能够通过念诵。
Prabhupada quotes again this verse, Yasya Deve Parabhaktir Yata Deve Tata Guru Pasyaiti Katita Yarta Prakashanti Mahatmana. One has unflinching devotion for the Supreme Lord and is directed by the spiritual master, and he has similar faith in the spiritual master, can see the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna reveals himself to those people.
就虚他的吧，这个诗节当中就被反复的提到，圣帕帕德就说，引述这个诗节，一个坚定的为至尊主做奉献，接受灵性导师指导，而且对灵性导师同样坚信的人，能够通过启示看到至尊人格神手。
So not by mental speculation, that's, can't imagine Krishna, can't improve on the Bhagavad Gita by our own mind. We can't even begin to understand it.
人们无法靠心智臆测来理解 Krishna, 不能通过心意来证实，也无法通过心意来理解。
So here it says these personal forms of Krishna, and we went over this previously all about the universal form. They're different from the, because those are eternal forms of Krishna. The universal form that he showed Arjuna, that's just a special exhibition. There's no planet of the universal form. There's no place where people worship that form. It's just to show how he's everywhere at the same time in the material world.
Krishna 的这个两臂和四臂形象与展现着什么短暂物质形体完短暂宇宙形体不同。这 Krishna 的原本的两臂和四臂形象呢是永恒的，而宇宙形象只是一种特殊的展示，并没有哪个星球就是有这个主的宇宙形体居住在这个星球上，人们在这个星球上崇拜他的宇宙形体。这个宇宙形体只是为了展示 Krishna 在物质世界是无处不在的。
So one shouldn't be so much proud of, you know, education and knowing all the Vedas or having a lot of money or doing big charity. They won't know Krishna that way.
人们不应该特别骄傲，觉得自己很了不起，又受过教育，又了解伟大文献，而且有钱，而且又很慷慨布施。这些人他们不了解 Krishna。
One must take the devotional service of Krishna, but a puffed up person, you can't do it because devotional service means humble service.
人必须要接受对 Krishna 的奉爱服务。但是一个很骄傲自大的趾高气扬的人是无法来接受的，因为奉献服务必须是一个谦卑的人才能从事的。
So Krishna first became four-armed and two-armed. That shows that the two-armed is original, which is stated in the Brahma Samhita and the Bhagavatam and so many places. Krishna is too, Bhagavan Swayam. It all comes from him. All the incarnations, all the material world, everything.
Krishna 先是展现了四臂形体，随后又展现为两臂形体。这是他最原初的形体，在 Brahma Samhita 以及圣典博迦瓦坛很多伟大很多经典当中都证实了这一点。Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam， 它是一切的源头，是一切化身和物质世界的源头。
So we have again Brahma Samhita, Yashaya Ganesha Sitakala Matavalanga Jivanti Loma Vilaja Jagadandana Vishnur Mahan Sahiya Yashya Kala Vishnu Govinda Madhi Prusham Tamaham Vajami。The Mahavishnu that is creating all the universes and the material universes, is a part of Krishna. far removed. We've gone over it a few times. Balaram, then there's Chaturvyuha, then this, that, and then finally in the material world, and finally there's Mahavishnu. But for us, there's nothing greater. Most people don't even know Mahavishnu. They only know the Vishnu in the universe, in our universe.
Brahma Samhita 当中的一个世界，大 Vishnu 只在他的呼吸之间，无数的宇宙便入而复出，是 Krishna 的全权扩展。因此，我崇拜 Govinda Krishna， 他是万源之源。所以有巴拉拉。Sorry， 所以有巴拉拉玛，还有 Chaturvyuha， Mahavishnu。但在这个物质世界，很多人别说了 Mahavishnu， 甚至他们只知道 Vishnu， 甚至都不知道 Mahavishnu， 而 Vishnu 他们只知道这个物质是这个世界上的这个宇宙当中的 Vishnu。
So Prabhupada quotes the Gopal Tapani Upanishad. Interesting, because we have some Brahmins here that are saying, how can you say Krishna is God? We want to know not just from Prabhupada's book, but
So here, Krishna is God. 我们不仅有帕帕德的书就正是 Krishna 是神，在这个伟达的典籍 Gopala Tapani Upanishad 当中也证实了 Krishna 就是神。
And there's many places in the Vedas that confirm Krishna and Bhakti, but there's so many other things, so it's not easy to find those things.For an ordinary person, you get bewildered.
在很多的伟达文献当中都证实了 Bhakti 以及证实 Krishna， 但是普通人呢，他们对此就非常困惑不解。
So the Goswamis, Nana Shastra Vichara Naika, they carefully studied all the scripture to find, you know, the essence.Bhakti.
在六勾斯瓦米赞当中呢，就有这个师姐，就是六勾斯瓦米，他们小心谨慎的研读了所有伟大文献，然后又把所有的精华就摘取出来，那就是 Bhakti。
So I'll just go back to that. Satchidananda Rupaya Krishnaya Klishta Karine Namo Vedanta Vedyaya Guruve Buddhi Sakshine. I offer my respectful obeisances to Krishna, who is the eternal transcendental form of bliss, eternity and none. I offer my respect to him.Because understanding him means understanding the Vedas, and he is therefore the supreme spiritual master.
这个世界出自 Gopala 奥义书，我顶拜 Krishna， 他有着永恒极乐和知识的超然形体，我向他致敬，因为认识了他就意味着理解、了解《伟达经》，因此他是至尊无上的灵性导师。
Then he says, Krishna voi paramam daivatam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's also from the Gopal Tapani.
然后 Gopal 奥义书又说 Krishna 是至尊人格神首 Krishna voi paramam daivatam.
Eko Vasi Sarvaga Krishna Ija Eko Pisan Bahuda Yo Vibhati. That one Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is worshipable. Although he is one, he is manifested in unlimited forms and expanded incarnations.
在《奥义书》1.21还说, 那个 Krishna 是至尊人格神手, 他受人敬拜, Krishna 是一, 但他以无限的形体展示, 而且扩展为很多化身。
In the Vishnu Purana, it is said, Yatra Vitirnam Krishna Kyam Param Brahma Nirakriti. Supreme Absolute Truth is a person. His name is Krishna, and he sometimes descends on this earth. That's pretty clear.
Is this in the purport, Mara?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
1154.
Yeah, 1154. Oh, it's the... 在《博茨涅博萨瓦坛》当中，我们也能找到关于至尊人格神手的各种化身的描述。在这个名册上，也有 Krishna 名字。Similar
in Srimad Bhagavatam, we find these descriptions also. Krishna is not incarnation; he's the original.
刚才是在其他地方还有说至尊绝对真理是一个人 他的名字是 Krishna 他有时候降临地球 在博迦瓦坛 接着又说 这个 Krishna 不是神的化身 而是原初的至尊人格神手
And that's also many places. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, you know, I'm the origin of all the demigods. I'm nothing superior to me. Arjuna says, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma.
同样在博迦梵歌主也说, 没有什么高于我作为人格神 Krishna 这一形体的了。 在《博迦梵歌》其他地方说, 我是所有半神之源。Arjuna就对 Krishna 说, 你是 Param Brahma Param Dhamma, 你是至尊人格神手, 绝对真理。
So, that's the end of the purport, and a very ecstatic one if you're at whatever level we're on. Lots of Vedic information, lots of just bliss to understand Krishna. So, let's see if we have any questions.
So, this 要旨就到此结束了. 这个要旨非常长. 无论我们现在处在哪个层面上，就是这个世界当中，就给出了很多伟大的信息，也给了很多的这个要旨，帮助我们来明白 Krishna。 接下来我们看看有什么问题吗
？I hope everybody had a nice Janmashtami and Vyas Puja.
我希望奉献者们人人都过了一个非常美好的 Janmashtami 和 Prabhupada Vyasa Puja 日。
Last year I was in Hangzhou with Janmashtami and Vyas Puja.
去年我是在杭州度过了 Janmashtami 和 Vyasa Puja.
We had a small festival for Janmashtami and a big one for Vyasa Puja.
我们过 Janmashtami 的时候是一个小的节目，然而是在 Papa 的 Vyasa Puja 日是一个盛大的节日节目。
Okay. So let's see if the questions are coming.
Oh. 第一个问题，让真正感谢玛拉，感谢翻译主持。无依附活动瑜伽放弃结果和慈善布施放弃结果有什么区别？三分玛拉。And thank you for the translator and host. I want to understand the difference between giving up result by carrying out karma yoga without attachment and that giving out the result by giving charity. What's the difference between these two activities? Both are giving out the result.
Well, that's, you know, like, not simultaneously one and different.
Not simultaneously.
Someone may be detached from getting any results from their work, but they're not giving charity, so that would be a difference.Someone else can be giving charity, but actually be attached, proud of their charity. So, you know, there's so many variations of everything.
那么有的人呢，他可能不依附于活动结果，但是他却不布施。还有另外一些人呢，他们给予布施，他们却依附于所有这些结果。所以这个林林总总的算起来就是有很多的类型。The next one?
Yeah.
下一个问题是门徒和灵性导师之间的正确情感是什么？敬本还是自然的？是父母情感、朋友还是主仆？Also, I found that in the problem. So, what's the correct emotion between disciple and spiritual master? Is it in awe and reverence or a natural emotion? Is it in the mood of a parental love?Sakya love or master and disciple, master and the servant, the emotion of master and the servant.
Again?
So, Rajan Prabhu wants to understand what should be the right emotion, right sentiment between disciple and spiritual master. Is it in...the disciple is in awe and reverence in dealing with the spiritual master. And the next part of the question is that, is it in the Sakyaras, Dasyaras, or Vatsalyaras?
Well, that's another thing. If it's in awe and reverence,then it's service. With Sakyaras is in Gokula and parental. It's not just everybody because they're not realizing that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. They just love Krishna. It's very, very elevated.
Sorry, Maharaj.
You have to ask the question again. Some of these questions are, like I keep saying, are too much mental. You know, they want to know all these little details instead of just chant Hare Krishna and render service. You know, they want to be some kind of big scholar. But these are, you know, if you want to really get into that, you'd have to go into the nectar devotion in the last couple chapters, which are describing all the different rasas and the sub rasas and the upa rasas and the upper rasas and, you know, rasa basa, you know. It's all there. And it's very exalted, you know, not easy.
Sorry, Maharaj. So, Rajendra Prabhu's questions are mainly dealing with the relationship between spiritual master and disciple. What's their relationship? What's their correct emotion the disciple should have with their spiritual master? Should the disciple be very respectful to the spiritual master and in awe and reverence? Or should the disciple, the relationship is like that of a parent to their child, or like the relationship between two friends, or the relationship between the master and servant, between the disciple and the master?
All of those things. Different times, different disciples, different spiritual masters.
Spiritual
masters are best friends, but we can't be too casual, you know. But we don't want to be afraid, like awe and reverence, like too much either. But whatever it is, it's service. We want to serve it. How we serve, you know, different times, different disciples are serving in different ways.
This灵性导师是门徒最好的朋友，然而呢，门徒也不应该对灵性导师过于随便，然而门徒呢，又不应该就是太惧怕灵性导师，太过分的有这种恐惧之情。 灵性导师和门徒的关系呢，是这种服务的关系。那么根据就是时间呢。So,
for instance, in the very beginning time, Govinda Dasi and her husband, they were Prabhupada's servant. They were traveling with Prabhupada.
在帕帕德的那个年代的时候呢。 有一对夫妻，格温德达西和他们的丈夫，他们夫妻俩呢，就是作为帕帕德的仆人，服务帕帕德。And
Prabhupada said she's just like my mother. You know, she's taking care of me. She's telling Prabhupada, you don't eat too much. You know. You know, taking care of me. Prabhupada said, now I have many mothers. He was thinking like that. Because the disciples were just taking care of him so nicely.
Prabhupada就说，现在我有很多的母亲。 那Prabhupada他是这样想的，门徒呢，他们很好的照顾了他们的灵性导师。
So, but if the disciples started thinking, yeah, I'm your mother and I'll chastise you or something, you know, then that would be really wrong. So, you know, there has to be a balance.
但是如果门徒呢， 把自己当成了真的母亲，然后开始训斥灵性导师，这就是大错特错了。所以就是应该平衡。
But Prabhupada, the guru is sometimes very friendly with disciples, sometimes he's, but a friend can chastise also. Prabhupada can chastise.
Guru, he can with his disciples, he can
have a good relationship. Like I remember one time in,
just a minute. Guru, 他有时候会对门徒很友好，就像朋友一样训斥门徒。这也取决于各个 Guru 不一样。
Like I remember one time, we went to the Mayapur Gopranima Festival, and all the devotees, there weren't that so many devotees at the festival then, and everybody went to Hyderabad, temple opening or something.
我记得有一次有在马普就过 Gopranima 节，当时奉献者蜂拥而至，又有很多奉献者去了 Hyderabad， 当时那个地方有一个新庙开张。
Then, we went to the Hyderabad farm.
我们去了海德拉巴的农场。
And so they were taking most of the devotees around to look at the farm.
他们就带领奉献者来参观这个农场。
And when we were coming back, we could see from a distance, Prabhupada was sitting with a few of his sannyasi disciples that were like leaders.
我们回来的时候，就远远地看见圣帕瓦德和他的几位主要的 sannyasi 托钵僧门徒坐在那里。
And Prabhupada was like kind of lying down on his side, you know, just very casual.
帕布帕德就是侧躺的，非常随便的、随意的样子。
Then he saw all the devotees coming, and all of a sudden he sat up, you know, like sitting straight, taking a different profile with different devotees.
当帕帕德看见奉献者从远处走过来的时候，立刻就坐直了身体，就好像完全换了一个姿态一样。因此，古鲁呢，对于不同的奉献者呢，他是有着不同的关系。
And when Prabhupada was with his servant, and the servant was massaging him, Prabhupada would talk about, you know, very casual, very friendly.
当帕布帕德的门徒有的仆人在给他按摩的时候呢，帕布帕德他就会很随便的、随意的交谈，就很友好。
So we should be reverent, but not to the extreme that we're just and we have to know the spiritual master. That's why Prabhupada gave us his books and intimate association.
当然了，门徒应该尊敬灵性导师，但是不应该走极端。门徒呢，应该了解灵性导师，知道灵性导师，所以呢，帕帕德就给了书籍，给了他的书籍还有药纸，以给予提供给人们与他的亲密的联谊。
And the way we can develop our relationship with the spiritual master is.You know, by developing good relationships with all the devotees.
我们是通过和所有的奉献者 发展出良好的关系，进而发展出跟灵性导师的良好的关系。
We can judge how our relationship with the spiritual master is according to how our relationship is with God brothers and other devotees and God sisters.
妈妈, I didn't catch the meaning of the sentence.
We can judge how we're, our relationship with the guru by how we're having relationships with other devotees.
Okay.
Because Krishna's in everyone's heart.
我们是通过就是和其他奉献者之间的关系来判定我们跟 guru 之间的关系怎么样。
Okay.
好，那我们这个问题就回答。那下一个问题。
But no matter, you know, like the thing is, any kind of rasa, whether it's neutral, then there's not so much service. It's just kind of awe and reverence. The beginning, then.Servitude, but then friendship, parental, lover, service is always the what's there. But as you go up to the friendship and the parental, and there's more varieties of service. But it's all service. The essence is service. Service attitude. That's the real thing. We want to serve the spiritual master.And if he wants us to serve in a friendly way or on reverent way or ignore us, we do that.
So, 就是几种关系嘛，然后中性关系，其中呢，然后仆人的关系，其中有很多的敬畏之情，进而有朋友关系、父母关系，还有情侣的关系。这个在这种种的 rasa 当中呢，仆人的这种 rasa 它是最基础的 rasa， 就是在所有高级的 rasa 当中都包含了仆人的 rasa， 所以在更高级的 rasa， 比如说朋友或者父母的关系当中呢，它只是仆人关系的它的各种各类的仆人关系的种类，就是繁衍出更多的这种服务的关系。但是核心的关系呢，还是仆人的关系。那么就是真正的要点就是服务，就无论是跟guru 是什么样的一种关系，那他们只是以各种的方式在服务 guru 而已。
OK，
好吗？这样回答。下一个小小仆人的问题，感恩马拉，感恩翻译主持。Yes, yes, yes. 只有通过专一的奉献服务才能理解 Krishna。可是很多在家居士由于业报的影响，世俗杂事太多，心绪杂乱，祈求您详细指导，在家居士该怎样做到专一的奉献服务 ？Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you.For the translator and host, in this lecture, Krishna said only through undivided devotional service can we understand Krishna. But as a grihastha, we have the influence of our karma and the influence of our family affairs and mundane affairs, and our mind is also sometimes.Disturbed. So I beg you to give us very detailed guidance how Grihastha can attain this undivided devotional service.
Yeah, well, we practice, we keep that as the goal, but whatever we're doing, If it's the family, these are the duties Krishna has given us due to our karma or whatever we need for purification. So we have to be always just thinking, this is for Krishna. Please accept this. Krishna is in everyone's heart. So whether we're serving the family, serving our job, or whatever, we offer our life to Krishna and try to chant. You know, if we practice our regulated spiritual life, Krishna accepts that. We won't always be thinking directly of Krishna, especially, you know, some have, you know, jobs where you have to really absorb yourself in whatever you're doing. But it's for Krishna. Devotees are working for Krishna.
需要休息，我们要把目标锁定在Krishna身上，无论我们做什么，我们有自己的职业，然后Krishna，因为我们有karma，然后Krishna就给了我们这些职责，然后以便净化我们，所以我们是为了 Krishna 而履行这些职责，我们恳求Krishna，请接受他。 Krishna 在每个人心中，那作为居士，有工作，我们要把我们的生活、生命献给 Krishna，我们做自己的规范修行，请 Krishna 能接纳我们。即便我们不能做到直接的想着 Krishna， 因为有的时候我们工作的时候要特别的一心一意才能做好工作，但因为这些工作是为了 Krishna 而做的工作。 所以我们就恳求 Krishna 来接受他，我们把它献给 Krishna， 把我们的生活献给 Krishna。
So that's not like, you know, we have to pray and beg Krishna every morning when we wake up. You know, the first thing we do is pray, let me offer this day to you, whatever else I have to do. It's all Krishna's given us, the same. Bhaktivinoda said, I won't say this is my house or my family, but I will take care of it for Krishna. It belongs to Krishna, but he gave me this duty to take care of it, to do this.
我们要祈祷，要恳求，每天早上清晨醒来的时候，就把这一天的工作都献给 Krishna， 这些工作是 Krishna 给予我们的。 Bhaktivinoda Thakur 在诗歌当中他就唱到，这不是我的家，这不是我的房子，我是在替 Krishna 来照料这个家，照料这个房子，所以这个是 Krishna 给予我们的工作职业。That's
all right, you know. We're all trying. Everybody has, no matter what our, even as a sannyasi or brahmachari, you know, we have to do things which are not directly Krishna, we think, until we become very advanced and we just chant all the time. But, you know, we're offering, we're doing it for Krishna.
所以我们要努力。 那即便是真守生或者是 sannyasi 托钵僧，有的时候呢，也不能够直接的想着 Krishna， 除非是特别进步的奉献者，他们一直不断的在念诵的时候，才能够直接想着 Krishna。我们只是把我们所做的献给 Krishna， 我们是在为 Krishna 而做这些活动。
Okay.
好，这样回答可以吗？下一个问题。Outlet 经典记载，被恒河沐浴后，身体对所有疾病都具有免疫力。可是对这个新冠病毒有奉献者，为什么也感染了呢？In the scripture is said that after bathing in the Ganga, our body can be immune from all kinds of disease. But how is that during this coronavirus, some devotees has got affected.
Yeah. As everything depends on the matter of faith and, you know, the real disease is to think I'm this body, but it takes time, you know, bathing in the Ganga daily or constantly, like everything else. This material world, so no matter what, there'll always be birth, death, disease, and old age.
所以这也是一个信心的问题，真正的疾病是我们认同于这个躯体，所以即便是在恒河当中沐浴的话，也需要花时间的，需要天天在那里沐浴，而且需要长久的在那里沐浴，跟我们做其他的事情一样，是要花时间的，在物质世界呢。 是到处都是有生老病死的，只是在恒河里沐浴呢，可以减少这种影响。Sorry,
but you know, it's like that's just chanting once we're freed from all sins, but that's once purely. So if we bathe in the Ganga with complete faith, but you know we're not doing that, we may be thinking, okay, now I won't get sick. Then we get sick, we lose our faith, you know, it's not like that. We have to always understand we're in the material world, we have all our previous karma, and we're not doing everything with pure love for Krishna. So some will ask, even Prabhupada got old and sick, but how he reacted to that sickness, not sick in the same way as an ordinary person is sick.
所以呢，即便是念诵一次圣名，也能抵消所有的罪恶反应。但是呢，这要取决于我们念诵的有多么的纯净。就当我们在恒河当中沐浴呢，我们到底怀着多大的信心呢？当我们得了病，然后我们又失去了信心，那这不事情不是这么这样子来做的。物质世界呢？ 他就我们每个人都有自己的karma，关键是我们做事情的时候有没有怀着纯粹的爱，为Krishna纯粹的爱在做事情。即便是 Prabhupada 也有老年和疾病，我们看到在他身上也有这种老年和疾病，但是 Prabhupada 他是如何对待老年老和疾病的呢？
All right.
这样回答可以吗？ Radha 甜品店，顶戴咕噜甜美的莲花，顶戴奉献者们，请教咕噜，若组建联谊组，邀请奉献者来联谊，正确的行为是怎样的？ 是否需要过多的私下去联系他人来联谊呢？Obeisance to the lotus feet of the sweet lotus feet of Guru. Obeisance to all devotees. I beg to ask Guru if we set up a group for association and invite devotees to come for association, what should be the right behavior? Should we contact privately with the others to come for association?
We should be friendly with devotees and respectful, you know, kind, loving, compassionate, and trying to share Krishna consciousness with everybody to help. We're always trying to help others to become more Krishna conscious, or find someone to help us to become more Krishna conscious, or both.
我们要有友好，怀着友好尊敬的心态，要仁善，怀着爱心怜悯之情，要分享 Krishna 之觉，帮助他人既有 Krishna 之觉，或者是找人帮助我们自己更有 Krishna 之觉。Maharaj, so her question is that if this devotee will set up a group, what's the way to set up the group? Should she invite devotees privately to come
depends on what kind of group you want.
Okay, 就是您说的这种那个就是建小组的方式啊，这取决于您想要一个什么样的小组。
You know, somebody wants a group with just their close friends or certain people. If you want a group that's public for everybody, you know, that's up to you.
你是想要一个有亲密的好朋友，或者是跟你关系很近的圈内的人的小组呢？还是想要一个公开的小组、公众的小组呢？这是取决于您。
OK。
这样回答可以吗？满意吗？
嗯。
That's, you know, that's a personal choice. Some people want a group with just a few people they can discuss. You know, it just depends on what the purpose of the group is, what you want.
这是一个个人的选择。有的人呢，他们只是想要几个人在一起讨论。这就取决于您建组的目的，您到底想要什么。
Okay.
这样的回答满意吗？哦。So, next question. 法坛第十一篇说到圣人像火，火有烧焦的时候，灵应导师有没有把门徒烧焦的时候？ In the Srimad Bhagavata Canto 11, it says that the sadhu is like fire, but the fire, moment to burn up whatever come close to them. So are there any time that the disciples, that the spiritual master guru will burn up the disciple?
No. Burn up our attachment. No.
没有烧焦门徒的时候。他只会把门徒的依附心烧焦。
And, you know, at the end of life, everything goes, but the spiritual master takes you back to Godhead if you've been trying your whole life to serve the spiritual master.
在生命终点的时候，一切都结束了。咕噜他会把门徒带回神手那里。倘若门徒终其一生都服务咕噜。The next question.
Yeah.
下一个问题。智敏马大姐，门徒与灵应导师之间有情侣 rasa 吗？听到一位奉献者和我分享，他灵应导师的关系很像完美纯净的爱情，相信他们之间的爱是纯净的，但我有点迷惑。为了走向 Krishna， 我必须接近灵应导师，我还是不知道该掌握什么样的尺度，是不是休息时间久了就能掌握好了？我应该先有点定位吗？该怎么做好？
做位好门徒，虽然我还没启迪，但是未来总有一天会启迪。 So this Mataji is a little bewildered that there are even a conjugal rasa between disciple and spiritual master. She is wondering whether there are such rasa between guru and disciple. She heard a devotee shared her relationship with their spiritual master is like a pure lover. I believe their love is pure, but still I'm bewildered. In order to step up, walk towards Krishna, I have to walk towards spiritual master. But I don't know in what kind of this balance, what's the extent of the relationship should I approach my spiritual master, future spiritual master? Is that if we have a long-standing relationship, then I can manage this relationship? Should I first have a destination? What kind of relationship should I have with my spiritual master? How can I be a good disciple? Although I'm not initiated yet, sooner or later I will become initiated.
Service attitude. Don't think about it. There's no such thing as a conjugal relationship with the spiritual master.
应该怀着仆人的心态，门徒和灵云老师之间没有所谓的什么情侣关系。
We should be always thinking how to serve.
我们永远想着如何服务。
That's it. Other things, don't worry about it. Natural, it will just happen. But whatever, it's always service.
不要担心，就是随着时间的推移，就会揭示。但是无论如何，它就是一种服务。
Right. You know, the thing is, we're so conditioned that we want to be served, you know. And we can't understand that just to be a servant is the best thing. Don't worry about what rasa you have. It's not anything to even try to decide, I want this or that. I just want to serve. When it says a pure lover, it means like a mother has pure love for the child. All she can think is how to please this child. Any lover, they just want to please the beloved. That's what love means, service. We should feel grateful. We should feel like the spiritual master is giving me so much. I have to do something back. I have to repay. I want to repay. Not I have to. I want to. Because Krishna is giving me so much. He's giving me guru. I want to reciprocate. I don't want to just take, take, take. I want to give, give, give. It's better.
What's the kind of David here? Welcome to a brand new age.
我们是特别受条件限制的，我们已经习惯了就总想着被服务，我们就不明白服务是最好的。我们不要考虑什么，就是现在考虑这些 rasa 的事情，我们应该只想着做服务，不要决定我跟不是这个 rasa。这种纯粹的关系，就像父母爱孩子一样， 爱人和被爱的人之间的关系，它就建立在服务的基础之上。我们要感谢咕噜给了我这么多，我无法报答，我必须要报答咕噜，不是我想报答，是我必须要报答。Krishna 给了我咕噜， Krishna 给了我这么多，我们不是要主是接受接受接受，而现在应该是给予给予给予。
So read Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita purports and you're able to get all the answers.
请阅读国家梵歌等圣帕帕德的要旨，你将从这些要旨当中获得所有全部的答案。
Arjuna is known, you know, he's a friend of Krishna, but see how he behaves with Krishna.
众所周知， Arjuna 是 Krishna 的朋友，但是看一下 Arjuna 是怎样对待 Krishna 的。
I'll do whatever you say, Krishna.
Arjuna 对 Krishna 说，无论我会你对我说什么，你给我什么样的指令，我都会执行，照做不误。
All right. Any more? It's getting about we usually finish.
So like two, one more. Or two、
okay.
more. 现在我们看一下 PPL. 顶拜咕噜。请问传播库什纳圣名给非奉献者，有的人就是躲避的样子，我们该用什么好的方法呢？ Obeisance Gurudev, when we spread the holy name to non-devotees, some people would evade us. So what better way should we carry out?
Yeah, we offer to everyone. Some people don't like it andOkay, say thank you for your time. Sorry if I bothered you. And find another person.
我们把圣名给予提供给所有人，有的人他就是不喜欢，我们就对他说谢谢您，占用您时间了，很抱歉打扰您，然后我们就找下一个人。Next question is still related to the question above. That devotee wants to set up a group. Should she contact privately with a lot of people to come for association in order to set
that's
up a group?
That's what I said. It's up to what you want.You know, because if you give a public announcement, I'm starting a group, all kinds of people may come, and some of them may be people you don't want. So, especially maybe in your country, better to contact people privately. Depends on what kind of group it is, what you're going to discuss, what is the purpose of the group. Then you can decide. First, you have to know What is this group all about? Then you know who do I want in it.
Okay. 那所以就是我们首先要来确定我们这个小组的目的是什么，什么样的目的，我们讨论这个小组讨论的主旨是什么，然后我们会接纳什么样的人进入我们这个小组。因为如果我们公开的来大肆宣扬的话，会有人进来是我们不想要的人就进来了。那么对于我们现在的国情呢，最好还是私下里联系。Okay, Mara, that's all the question.
Okay, thank you very much. It's a good exercise for me to be patient with these questions. They're very difficult sometimes. I can't really give an exact answer.These questions, you know, because everything depends on time and circumstance, particular people involved, so there's no exact answer for The same question may get a completely different answer depending on different people. So that's why it's difficult. Okay? She, she. So you're wrong. You're very true. Do we... So your wrong yao, go you go it should be almost. So your wrong yao, go you ju we from day from shape. So your wrong you, so your wrong yao, go you ju we. Day, Om Shaji. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Rama.
Kun de Jin Fu Yan, 今天我们早课就到这里，非常感谢开张 Sami 给我们带来精彩讲课，感谢所有奉献者的耐心聆听和提出的好问题，感谢妈儿给我们的耐心回答，祝大家有一个 Krishna 之节的一天 ，Hare Krishna。